Well, residents of Sioux Falls will be heading to the polls coming up in April, and among the many things that they'll be deciding will be the fate of the pool at Spellerberg. A citizens group has put the issue on the ballot to replace the aging outdoor pool there with another outdoor pool. The city has been looking at possible plans for an indoor aquatic center. And joining us on the line this morning is the director of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec, Don Kearney. How you doing, Don?
Good, Greg. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's funny to be talking about swimming when the wind chill's 30 below.
Yeah, it is kind of odd, isn't it?
But that's kind of the point of discussing the Indoor Aquatic Center and the need for one in Sioux Falls, that, you know, we've only got a couple of months out of the year when people can actually can use our outdoor pools.
That's correct, Greg. And obviously one of the things that we've been able to do through our aquatic facility master planning is to identify some additional options for our residents to be able to have more opportunities to be able to swim year-round, and obviously the indoor facility would provide that for us.
Let's talk about some of the drawings that were released last week. People may have seen them in the newspaper. A couple of prospective plans here for Spellerberg. One, an outdoor pool at a cost of about $7.5 million. The other, a proposed indoor aquatic center. What was the reason for coming out with those different plans?
Well, one of the things that we felt like was important is that when we've talked about indoor and outdoor facilities in the past, we've just kind of had a floor plan. It's really difficult for people to really understand what these facilities would really look and feel like and what amenities would be included. And so as a result of appropriations through the city council and the mayor, we were able to put together plans that would allow us to really show what an outdoor facility as proposed would look like through the ballot initiative that was put forward. And then we also wanted to show what our consultants' recommendations were for an indoor facility in a centrally located place like Spellerberg.
As we talk about Spellerberg, I know that the neighborhood has some concerns about an indoor aquatic center there. What do you think maybe are some of the biggest misperceptions?
Well, I think one of the biggest misperceptions is the parking impacts on an outdoor pool versus an indoor facility. And we've done quite a bit of analysis on that, not only through our consultant, but our traffic engineers. And I think one of the perceptions is that the outdoor facility is going to, or the indoor facility actually is going to generate more traffic. The actual studies and the projections actually show that the reverse is true. The indoor facility is projected to generate 74 vehicles per day, whereas the outdoor facility actually generates more traffic at 174 vehicles per day. And so I think that's one of the concerns that was out there initially, that there's going to be a parking problem, there's going to be a traffic problem, and actually the reverse is true because the indoor facility actually generates less traffic per day as projected than the outdoor facility.
And I'm curious, why is that? Why would it be less traffic? Is it because, as I mentioned, we just don't have that many days when you can swim outdoors, so when it is a good day or a hot day to go swimming that people flood the pool?
Well, that's exactly right, Greg. We really have probably 360 to 365 days a year that we'd be able to spread that traffic out. And so you don't get the trip generation like you would with an outdoor facility where people are lined up at, you know, 12:15 to get in at 1 o'clock. And so you're cramming that use into a much shorter window, and that's really what drives it.
12 minutes past 8, it is clear and 9 below. Feels like 29 below. The director of Sioux Falls Parks and Recreation, Don Kearney, joins us this morning. One of the concerns I know residents have, Don, is that they're worried that if an indoor aquatic center is built at Spellerberg, that it will ruin the park.
Yeah, you know, we've heard that as well. And one of the things that you'll be able to see when we've laid out the entire park at Spellerberg for both of these facilities, because one of the things that we did through the process and our consultant worked up through TSP Architects here in Sioux Falls was, How do both facilities fit on the site? And what was important to us, and I think important to the neighborhood as well, is that we preserve that usable green space on the north third of the park and also the sledding hill area on the south third of the park. And in both proposed floor plans or layouts within the park, both the north third and the south third are completely preserved, and that the aquatic center, whether it be indoor or outdoor, would occupy that center third of the park where the pool is now. And so that's really one of the things that we really were conscious of. Obviously, we heard that in our neighborhood meetings. And so the proposed plans actually accomplish that in a very good way, I think. And so it's just a matter of what people want to decide they want to see at Spellberg.
Let me just ask you about an indoor aquatic center, regardless of a location, whether it's at Spellberg or anywhere else. Why do you think now is the time for the city to move forward with something indoor?
Well, one of the things that we've done, Greg, over the last probably decade is we've polled scientifically our residents of Sioux Falls, and it's clear when you poll the residents of Sioux Falls that 60% of the folks think that the indoor facility is the need. Conversely, 43% identify an outdoor facility as a need. And so clearly when we survey scientifically the entire community and the residents that live here in Sioux Falls, they do say that the indoor is a greater need than the outdoor facility. And obviously what we're trying to do is meet the needs of our community because currently we don't have access to public indoor recreation.
Now, Don, for people who maybe want to take a look, are these drawings available online? Can people find out more?
Yes, you'll be able to go online. We're actually presenting this information to our Parks and Recreation Board. And you can also go online at siouxfalls.org/aquaticsmasterplan, and it will take you to the different renderings of the site plans, both at Spellberg, but also see a 3D movie that would be able to take you through what both facilities would look like, both on the outdoor option and the indoor option. And I might, too, Greg, just let you know that on the outdoor option, it's important for you for the community to understand that there are some limitations that are put on the outdoor facility and how large it could be and what it could cost. And so we had to design within those parameters that were put on the petition.
Because that initiative caps it at $7.5 million, correct?
Yes. And then the other provision in there that's important to understand is that it cannot exceed the existing space by 20% of the current outdoor pool complex. And then the other condition was that it needed to be completed by December 31st of 2015.
All right. Well, Don, listen, thanks so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well, Greg. Thank you.
You bet, and we'll be talking to you again. That's Don Kearney of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec.